Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show. Breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Had the first contact. Big day for Stevenson. 111 yards on the ground with a touchdown. Stevenson. Still going. First down. Ramondre Stevenson. Gets it done for the Pats.
Well, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't think I've been this excited since the last time the New England Patriots were in the Super Bowl. My first son was born, or I got an Atari for Christmas when I was 8 years old. Holy smokes! How about them Patriots? And you know, the funny thing is, no one wanted to hear it. Oh, nobody! And I don't mean anybody around here. I don't mean most people at this radio station. I don't mean most people that work in sports media or covering the Patriots or just talking about whatever around town or print media, the fans, the people in the fan caves, the bars, the breweries and beyond, the national media, not a single one of them who was foolish enough to pick the Patriots to win today. Nope. No one wanted to hear it. As a matter of fact, as far as I know, there was only one idiot on this radio station or in sports media in this town dumb enough to say that the Patriots not only had a chance to win this game today, but that they would play their asses off, punch through the earth, drag the Bengals down to their own private hell, and gut out the win. And what do you know, Andy Hart? What do you know, WEEI audience? What do you know, Pats Nation? You got a team that may not be the most talented, may not be the best, may not be the most well-rounded, and certainly has lots of flaws, problems, and issues, but they certainly played as hard, as gutty, as gritty, and as impressively as you could have ever hoped, prayed, wanted, or wished for in this opening, resounding, shocking to all except one, 16-10 victory on the road at Paycor Stadium in Cincinnati. Dear everyone who said that the New England Patriots were possibly not going to win any games this season.
Who?
And you know what? I'm actually going to lump in some other people too. Dear everyone who will tell you on social media, in the media, and at the corner of the bar, that this game was not about the Patriots playing harder than the Bengals and winning, but more about the Bengals playing like ass and losing. Please grab that take, insert it in your rear, and fire it and yourself into the sun, because the Patriots went out there and earned that win today. Good afternoon and hello on a beautiful Sunday in New England and all over Patriots Nation. This is the Fitzy, you're an idiot for picking the Patriots to win edition of the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI Boston Sports Original, WEEI.com, 93.7 FM in Boston, all of our fabulous affiliates, and of course, the Odyssey app. You can call in anytime and join the Pats Won a Freaking Game Party at 617-779-7937. We are so sorry if what the Patriots did on the field today against Cincinnati spoiled your plans, knocked you out of a survivor pool, or changed all the narratives that you were prepared to glom onto this season. You can text us at 37937 and, of course, the socials. He's at Jumbo Heart. I'm at Fitzy GFY. This is at WEEI, and we proudly represent the At Six Rings pod. All right, Andy, thank you for allowing me to do my Foxborough filibuster. How about that win, big guy? How about that win?
So I should probably leave the show, huh? Because I feel like if there's going to be any objectivity today, it's going to be frowned upon by the host named Fitzy around here. No, that was... I just said to my wife while we were waiting for the show to start, because unfortunately the Red Sox were still playing, I can't believe we're having to wait after the biggest Patriots win since, and I was trying to figure out where exactly I was going to slip. It's years. It's definitely years. The entertainment value, just the fact that it was a fun football game, and yes, we could get it out of the way. Feel free to call. I said 0-17 was in play. It is no longer in play. I'm not going to be snarky and say 1-16 is still in play and 2-15. Nope. I'm going to let y'all have your victory lap, you and the Zoes of the world on the fifth quarter, bragging about picking them to win, all of that. Nope. I'm not going to poke holes in any of that. They earned this win. And the thing that to me is most remarkable that I just thought of is, remember way back in the day, the worst loss in the history of the franchise. That's a very simple day, correct? In Arizona, Super Bowl 42.
February 1st, 2008. Yes, sir.
That offensive line picked a really bad day to have by far its worst day. That was a good offensive line that gets forgotten because they pooped themselves in that game, and that's why the Giants won that game. Today was the mirror opposite of that. This offensive line, which I continue, has been a train wreck all summer, has been an absolute train wreck on the practice field, the preseason game field, anywhere you've seen it was a train wreck, picked a tremendous day to have their best day on opening day in Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. Andy, I take all of my knocks for being a homer and a honk. I know you love to bust my chops about, like, oh, Fitzgerald already talking about grabbing a Gansett, huh? You may want to check in someplace. And you know what? One day, maybe I may need to for a number of different issues.
Dad,
however,
are you drunk?
Right now, just not being able to, I don't know, pull a Frank the Tank and run through the streets half clad going, we're going streaking! And then ask my wife if KFC is still open, to not crack a six-pack of Gansetts or just sit back with a scotch and a smoke and just laugh and just maniacally cackle over the notion that the Patriots looked fundamentally sound, were more well-orchestrated than a team a lot of people have going to the playoffs, if not contending for the Super Bowl, played the way that they did. Oh, Mayo, this guy sucks. Oh, the organization, they're so woke right now.
They don't have enough talent to win a single game at home or against teams that aren't as good as them, let alone against the Bengals.
Yes, a lot of balls bounced their way today. Yes, a lot of balls definitely went their way. Plays went their way, from the Gesicki breakup with Duggar in the end zone, Gesicki dropping it if you want to the other backup tight end, Hudson, extending the ball like he was going to do a finger roll over the goalpost, and having Kyle Duggar not give up on the play and earn his $14.5 million and knock it out of his hands. Mondre kind of fumbling, but then the challenge and the timeout and the ruling and sending it back into his hands. A lot of things did go their way, and this version of the Patriots is going to need a lot of things to go their way. But if you're going to look at it from a grander karmic perspective, yes, I did just say it that way. Give me a second. If you're going to look at it from a grander karmic perspective, the New England Patriots wanted this game more, played harder, played better, defied the expectations of literally millions of their own fans, people in the media, and the football audience at large of the NFL in America and around the world. They deserve this win today, and I'm so glad that in the end, nothing crazy happened, and that they got the dub.
Absolutely. I thought you were here for comic relief, not karmic relief. I'll take that away. That was Hudson-like.
It's too bad Chai Ryland isn't on the team. That would have been an easy doink.
Yes, that was similar to the
You know who is on the team now? The Sly guy. Isn't it nice, Andy, to have someone that actually knows how to kick a freaking field goal when you need it?
Yes, and I would tell him, just like everybody else, enjoy this, because I don't know if this will continue, and it doesn't matter if it continues. For one day, Gerard Mayo's first day as coach, and he took the Gatorade bath, which I'm not sure I love, but whatever. The celebration, everything that they put into this, the belief that he showed, A, in the offensive line, that Brissett showed in the offensive line, that he showed in the running game. Ramondre Stevenson in the running game have kind of scuffled a lot of this summer. Mm-hmm. Not today. They went out there and they were the reason the Patriots won this football game, primarily Ramondre Stevenson. I'm not a PFF guy, but broken tackles and forced missed tackles and all those things they do stats of, Ramondre Stevenson better be high on those lists this week, because I thought he was the centerpiece of the offense that they want him to be. And if he can keep doing that, that's something I think is sustainable. Just like I think Keon White dominating the defensive front and getting in Joe Burrow's mug all the time is something that is sustainable. And Christian Gonzalez running with Ja'Marr Chase, forget about whether Chase is rusty, pissy pants, sulking, contract, all that, food poisoning. There's a million things going on with Ja'Marr Chase. I don't care. Christian Gonzalez did a very good job out there against Ja'Marr Chase, supposed to be one of the best receivers in football. So there are aspects of this game that I believe are probably not really sustainable, certain factors that helped you, but there are certainly foundational factors that you can build upon moving forward, and that's a good thing. And I'd also point to the quarterback. Nobody wanted him to play, right? Nobody. There's almost nobody on the planet that wanted him to play. The only reason he was playing is because the line sucks and May's not ready. Well, he went out there, and I'm not going to pretend he put on a show.
Nope.
But he got the W. He was good enough to get the win. He took some pops and got up. He ran with his legs for a couple first downs that were key factors in this game. Found his tight ends at times. Jacoby Brissett played a mature football game, or whatever you want to call why he's the starter. He kind of did that today, and that's part of why you won on the road and had the upset of the week.
It's a great way to put some perspective on and around the way Jacoby Brissett played today. Was he perfect? No. Did he rush a couple of throws when he was pressured and having to boot out to the right or scramble for his life to the left? Yes. Did he get hit a bunch of times? Certainly, because, well, he's playing behind the Patriots' offensive line, which definitely run blocked much better than they pass blocked today, though the pass blocking was better than we'd seen it in quite some time. Is he a little bit, I won't say pokey, but I think one of the two of us might be able to beat the man in a foot race if he gave us enough time and maybe we chugged a Celsius, Red Bull, or C4 beforehand. But I'll say this. Was he gutsy? Hell yes, he was. Did he make a couple of clutch reads and boot for some first downs and scramble for his life, picking up some key yards and chewing clock? Certainly did. And did he have some nice connections, some surprisingly solid connections with his tight ends, most notably Hunter Henry and Hoopa, who showed up and showed out a couple times today as well? Andy, there is nothing that the Patriots did that was sexy, that was flashy, that was spectacular, that's going to make the fastest 3 minutes in football with Chris Berman rambling and bumbling later on ESPN Plus or tomorrow night on the Monday Night Football broadcast. But all of the tenets, all the hallmarks, all the little somethings that we loved way back in the day before the Patriots became Tom Brady to Randy Moss and Wes Welker and all the great receivers and the GOAT became the greatest aerial show on field turf. This was such a throwback, old-fashioned, some may even want to call it Belichickian, win for the Patriots. The ground game was solid. Ramondre looked like an absolute stud, like you said out there, earning every bit of his four-year, $36 million deal. The line, led by David Andrews and our guy, because I think there's enough of him, and we're so proud of him that we can share our pride in him right now, Laydon Robinson, was pretty damn good. And the defense, bend and maybe not even bend that much and certainly not break. And even the special teams, they tackled better than I've seen them tackle in years. They didn't commit a lot of penalties, save for the start of the game, which had all of us facepalming momentarily. Like, where was all of this summer? I'm not going to say they were rope-a-doping, Andy, but they seemed more connected, they seemed more organized, and they seemed sounder than I think any of us were prepared for today.
And that's what's going to piss me off. Like, I have no problem if people... Not the fact that they were better. It's the fact that I expect people to call me a moron. I 0-17 talk, even though I never actually predicted it. Forget about it. Like, have fun with it. This is Sports Talk Radio. You should call me a moron as loudly and from whatever mountain you have or teleprompter you have. But I'm going to get a little pissy pants, like I do at times, when people are going to say, you idiots in the media made up all that crap all summer. Nope. We didn't make up anything. The offense looked putrid on the practice field. The O-line looked putrid. There were we were just telling you what we saw. This team was better today than it was at any point on the practice field. This was a team that got embarrassed by the Philadelphia Eagles front. And this is a front from Cincinnati that's supposed to be pretty good with Hendrickson and Hubbard. And they had their chances, and they missed some chances. And the line was far from perfect. Okorafor got taken out, and I think they were fortunate that Lowe, who they, I guess, didn't really want to play, was able to get out there.
I'd be fine if I don't see him Okorafor.
I see what you did there. I'm not sure you will if they're healthy. He's not very good, certainly not at left tackle, and I'm not sure he's very good at right tackle either. Sustainability-wise also, let's throw in Laden Robinson into the sustainability.
Yes.
I think they're going to be able to run right. If I were a defensive coordinator on the goal line in short yardage plays, I would definitely stunt to the left there on my defensive front, because I think they're going to run behind Onwenu and Laden Robinson and David Andrews a lot over there when they need those types of plays. But
I ask you a quick question? What was the old line? Because you're the maester of a lot of these things from your time there. Was it Mankins who used to say, "See this ass, just get"? Who was it who used to say that?
I'm not sure.
Just get behind this ass and run.
Probably James Devlin. Oh, just kidding.
Okay. Could have been a fullback. Wasn't sure if it was a fullback or a lineman. But again,
told, in all honesty, Sony Michel was told to follow James Devlin's ass during that postseason run.
It worked.
Follow 46. And I think now you will follow those guys on the right side. That is going to be the strength of that offensive line until they continue to solidify the left side over there and get City So back and however that plays out. But again, that's where there's a fine balance here. I do believe, and give Gerard Mayo credit. I also just thought of this.
Oh, don't do that. That's not. No one wants to hear that.
No, I'm giving Gerard Mayo credit. He's had his missteps in the media. He's probably had his missteps in coaching, but it's his day. He got the win. But you just called it Belichickian.
I did, because lack of better phrasing, but it's going to remind people of what the Patriots used to look like, how they used to play, and how like the real football hardos of New England and Pats Nation fell in love with this team. That's what we used to love. We used to love these boring games where it was like Pats in the under.
It was fun. No, I'm not taking boring off this. This was fun football. I enjoyed this.
I loved it too. No, so, I'm with you.
But what do we call it now? Because I'm a little confused. Because if I take the common linguistic approach, wouldn't it be a Mayan victory?
Okay. Yeah, hold on.
Like the ruins in Mexico?
We'll allow it.
I was being half serious. Mayan?
Yeah.
Mayan?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You mentioned earlier that you thought maybe the Gatorade bath was a little preemptive.
I don't hate it. I come from an old, I'm an old school hardo. Like in high school football, we were told, when you get to the end zone, you act like you've been there before and you'll be there again. And you hand the ball to the official and you don't even think of celebrating. Like, that's the world I come from. I am not modern. I know it's a different world. And I know even Gerard Mayo comes from a more modern world than that. I'm just telling you, Gatorade baths, which were started for Parcells in the Super Bowl. Now suddenly we
should
upset
the
Bengals. Win.
I know. I don't think this is the equivalent of the 76ers firing off, streamers and balloons
right
at the Comcast Center when they went, when they finally won a game, or at least they thought they did, to go like 3-1 or 3-2 in a series against the Celtics a couple years ago. And they may never live that down. I that was absurd. And we trolled them something wicked for that. I get it. It's a little early. Look, I just think any of the extra celebrating, you saw Jabril Peppers, who we know cares, who is probably our, if not most people's, favorite member of this Patriots team right now, thumping his chest, screaming. He ran in the tunnel. He shouted some things out loud that we will share with you later, right after producer Joe Braverman bleeps out all the inappropriate FM radio words in there and tries to make it a tad more family friendly. Suffice to say, "You lucky we ass" has been replaced with a new Jabril Peppers catchphrase. They were all celebrating this win. It's not that they think this is going to be their only win of the season. It's not that they think this is the biggest win of their season. It's because everyone has spent, and rightly so, Andy, yourself, myself, Doug Kide, Andrew Callahan. I'm not trying to drag them into the morass or anything here, or into our particular group. And I'm not, trying to, we're not litigating or legislating who was right and who was wrong all season long in the Patriots, quote, media cartel. But when people told you they look like crap and everyone else around the country said without Belichick, they'll be toast. And without a good quarterback, they're going to be with this whole Brissett thing over May. And without the lack of talent, and they didn't sign the weapons, and this team is going to suck, and they're not going to be any fun, and they're going to get blown out. When you're just told so many times, you're not going to be able to do this. You stink, you suck, it's impossible. And then you actually go out there and you do it, and you do it in the manner in which that would make so many people proud of you, because they did come out there and they punched the Bengals in the mouth. And when the Bengals punched back, they defended themselves against the ropes until they finished the fight and they won in a unanimous decision. They should celebrate a little bit. They deserve to make that plane ride home memorable. They deserve to live out loud for a few minutes.
Yeah, I could not agree more. Again, though, the only thing I'll push back against is, I just had one on Twitter where a guy told me, Jumbo Hart, if you want people to listen, you should be more optimistic before the season and don't say every podcast they're going to suck without playing a game yet. You got it in people's heads that they suck by saying it before they played one game yet. It's not great. So I replied, thanks for the advice. I'll ignore the facts, truth, and circumstances in the future. Like, it was what it was this summer, and this team is what it is. Don't tell me they have the most talented roster in football and that they're now suddenly expected to ride this emotional wave to whatever. As much as I snarkily will avoid saying it, 1-16 is still in play. 2-15 are still in play. Maybe they are going
mathematically,
to
sure, yes.
And realistically, in my opinion. Because the Bengals were putrid. You guys are going to push me to say this by continuing to
put the bear. They were not the Bengals. I was going to actually ask you.
Bengals lost two fumbles last year all season. They lost two today. They lost one on the goal line with a jackass tight end celebrating a touchdown before he got the touchdown. If I were Joe Burrow, I'd kick the guy off the team for that play.
I'd be super mad if I were Burrow.
Mike Gesicki dropped a ball.
Yeah.
like the punt returner then drops the ball. You know, there's just a reality to the Bengals played like absolute bungles today and do that early in seasons. And I know that was some part of why some people thought the Patriots had a chance, because early season Bengals are bad Bengals in recent years, and Jamar Chase's emotion and all that. So I just get annoyed with the idea that we're supposed to put on our rose-colored glasses and just ignore the reality of every situation, whether it be on the practice field, the preseason, or the game field. They played a great game today. I said it at halftime for anyone that was listening. Energy, effort, and attitude was 100% Patriots side, 0% Bengals side. And that continued into the second half. And they got some breaks, and they took advantage of their breaks, and the offensive line had its best day. The facts are good enough to enjoy. We don't need to fluff the facts past reality. And the reality is this is a team that still will go into week two with a lot of questions to answer. But the reality is also they go into week two, 1-0, and not a lot of people thought that was going to happen.
And until then, people like in the 603 will say eat crow, Andy.
I'm not going to eat crow. That doesn't seem legal.
No, especially with the avian bird flu and everything these days, you don't want to do that. No, it's not the best idea.
I bet you somebody will tell me to eat something else that starts with a C, and I'm not doing that either.
Oh, wow, man. What are we? Eagles fans? We're better than that, or at least so I thought.
Are we?
All right, here we go. Right now, already on the @FitzyGFY socials, in reply to my telling people what they could do with the whole entire notion that this was all Bengals losing the game and not the Patriots finding a way to win it. I agree with you, Andy. It was the Bengals playing a lousy game and not living up to their operational firepower or playing their best game. But the Patriots.
Or paychecks. Or hell, paychecks.
Yeah.
The Patriots, they got a lot of guys that are paid a lot more money on an individual. Like Joe Burrow, who, if I'm a Bengals fan, the way he was throwing the ball late and kept flexing that wrist, I would be concerned right now about the long-term situation.
A little sleepy to start the game as well. They didn't play with any. The Patriots at least came out with some impetus. Like, they were fired up right from jump street.
Absolutely.
It's like the Bengals just waited to play football in the second half. And by then, the Patriots had momentum and they were tougher and they were
and
building
Zach Taylor
strength.
May be a bad coach. Can we start to think about maybe he's not a very good coach? Slow starts to the year, the issues
the
they have with his
community. My friend.
He's not very good. Like, and they come out, they're missing a lot of tackles. That may be the highlight of the day for me from the Patriots. Mm-hmm. They were hitting hard and making tackles while the Bengals were missing a lot of tackles, which is early season football. Like, I generally think more teams probably play defense like the Bengals did today in game one than the Patriots did. But we criticized, I won't say we, I'll say me. I criticized or questioned some of the Gerard Mayo practices, timing, the way they did things, pads, the elongated conditioning running early in practices, and what are they doing? Is this too? This team came out ready to play today, and technically speaking, in terms of tackling, which can be tough early in a season, I thought they were phenomenal tackling today.
They were tremendous tackling today. They swarmed on the ball. They do everything that all of us at every level ever tell our kids to do, from flag to tackle,
11
youth to
hats
pro,
to the ball.
Swarm the ball. Hats on the ball. Let's go. It was, special
the
teams.
The long snapper was putting the helmet onto the ball.
Joe Cardona, the freaking long snapper, forced a fumble downfield. Talk about earning your C on the upper right portion of your chest. It's great. All right, I want to share one quick tweet, Andy, because you can get in touch with us. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. You can also text the show at 37937. Producer Joe Braverman will read the best of your text throughout the program. And our socials are at FitzyGFY, at WEEI, and at Jumbo Heart. I just received moments ago from at A2J247. Good win, but not sustainable. Can't expect the defense to hold the other team to 10 points. Offense is going to have to score more points. I don't disagree with the majority of, if not all of that. But at the same time, on this particular day, with the game plan that they formed, they figured because Joe Burrow was a little rusty, because the Bengals hadn't had a lot of offseason chemistry working together, T. Higgins is hurt, Jamar Chase has had his contract dispute, they've switched running backs, it's been a lot of turnover on the Bengals. They were not, they were not operating at max capacity. And I bet you if they play 4 or 8 weeks from now, the Bengals would win and possibly win easily. But on this given day, the New England Patriots did everything I believe, Andy, they needed to do to win this game and hopefully impress a couple people around the league, around the world, but if not them, at least some of your own fans that were maybe off the hype train. We welcome you back aboard that, as well as we welcome you to our postgame show, which runs live here on Boston Sports Original, 93.7 FM, WEEI, until 7:25 p.m. Let me set the table. When we come back in just a few minutes, we'll hear from Coach Gerard Mayo on his first NFL victory as a head coach. Later on, we'll hear from starting quarterback Jacoby Brissett and how he's feeling after directing the Patriots and leading them to a victory in his first start since the 2016 season for the Patriots. We'll also get a check-in from our pal Megan Ottolini from the WEEI pregame show a little bit later on in the program, and tons of you. You, the good people of Patriots Nation who hung in there today. You, the ones who laughed at me or maybe even were crazy enough to believe in me that the Patriots could win this game today. They did. 16-10 is the final. Pats win the first game of the season. Let's have ourselves a Pats party till 7:30 tonight. We'll talk to you in just a couple minutes on the other side. Let's pay the bills right now and come back to the Six Rings postgame show live here on WEEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.